So, you know, if you want to become more compassionate, you visit sick people in the hospital and you will become more compassionate. You donate money to a cause and you become emotionally involved in that cause. So it really was cognitive psychology, cognitive dissonance that I was experiencing. The Bible actually talks about cognitive psychology, very primitive cognitive psychology. In the Proverbs, it says that if you smile, you will become happier, which, as we know, is actually true. The second type of rule that was difficult to obey was the rules that'll get you into little trouble in 21st century America. Perhaps the clearest example of this is stoning adulterers. It's a big part of the Bible, so I figured I had to address it. So I was able to stone one adulterer. It happened. I was in the park, and I was dressed in my biblical clothing, so sandals and sort of a white robe. And, you know, because again, the outer affects the inner. I wanted to see how dressing biblically affected my mind. And this man came up to me, and he said, "Why are you dressed like that?" And I explained my project. And he said, "Well, I'm an adulterer. Are you going to stone me?" And I said, "Well, that would be great."